Hi, this is Mike Maduda, and you're listening to the ZFM Sport Podcast.
ZFM Stereo. 24/7. ZFM Stereo.
Lionel Messi has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise.
Argentina!
Time for the biggest sports stories.
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
Max Verstappen, two-time world champion.
The biggest interview.
She's on happy tears, I guess. I don't know. And I wouldn't be Serena if there wasn't Venus. So thank you, Venus.
And all the analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James, at the worst, is a top three player in the history of basketball since the game was invented. I don't want to hear that.
Let me finish.
Let you finish. I'll let you talk.
Every weekday, it's my sport. It's your sport. It's ZFM Sport. Let's join the team for the biggest show in the world of sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe, on an epic evening in Group C. Tragically, it has nothing to do with Zimbabwe because Nigeria, Benin and South Africa are locked in a titanic tussle for qualification to the 2026 World Cup, playing their final qualifiers. South Africa taking on Rwanda and Nigeria taking on Benin. We can already tell you that Nigeria is already leading after a minute and a half by 1-0 to nil against Benin. That means that Nigeria, as it stands, qualify for America 2026. That is what we are going to keep you appraised of throughout the show, but not least of all, a bit of talk about Zimbabwe. I'm in the company of Sean Tafirenyika. A bit later on, we should be joined by Alois Bunjira. And just making a look at what we've got lined up for you, Warriors coach says he needs strikers.
We need to find a way to bring the ball in the net. We cannot calm our game. We don't score enough when we have chances.
Charles Leclerc pulls no punches.
We are now the fourth team and solidly the fourth team. Quite far behind the top three.
And Hugo Bruce looks forward to tonight's clash.
It's a game that, yeah, we have to focus only on ourselves. We can't change or decide or whatever what happens on the other field in Nigeria. So if we win, we have to wait and see.
And we can confirm that South Africa now leads courtesy of the boot of Sithole from outside the box. An absolute rocket. Well struck into the top corner, and South Africa leads 1-0. Group C's complexion changes yet again, because as it stands, Bafana Bafana are qualifying for the World Cup 2026. 0772-168-045. If the last 5 minutes is anything to go by, Sean, we are in for quite a ride.
We're in for an epic night.
An absolutely epic night. And you can ride along with us. 0772-168-045. Time for your power play.
ZFM Stereo is untouchable. The Warriors, the Chevrons, the Cheetahs, the Mighty Warriors, and the Sables. From the pool to the track to the field, we are Team Zimbabwe.
Wabaya, we have to use our spear to stab the opponent, but we need a bit of sharpening, according to coach, Warriors coach Michael Nees. He's admitted that his team are lacking in attack and that he will look to address the issue in the next international window. Zimbabwe ended their 2026 FIFA World Cup qualifiers Group C campaign without a win after suffering a 1-0 defeat to Lesotho last night.
Of course, disappointed. Not the result we wanted. everything. It came as anticipated, the long balls, the counterattacks from Lesotho, where they are really strong. And but at the end, we lose 1-0 the final minute. It's very bitter and very difficult. We need to, how can I say? We need to find a way to bring the ball in the net. We cannot calm our game. We don't score enough when we have chances. We don't shoot accurate, or we don't pass the ball when a teammate is free. Instead, we shoot. The final decision making, the final concentration. Similar situation like against Rwanda. Actually, almost a deja vu. Just at a different time. It was now not anymore able to change the game around. We had a chance the second half. We must score a goal to calm our game down, to get the ball then more, to get the ball more smoothly circulating. But if you don't score, that's for sure, it's difficult to win, and then you get punished. And we were today punished at the final minute. See.
The voice there of Michael Nees, the Warriors' gaffer. The Warriors scored just 5 goals in 10 matches while conceding 12. The poorest goal difference in the group. The Warriors finish with 0 wins, 5 draws, 5 losses. The worst record in the group. But the Warriors finish worst in Group C, bottom of the table, and haven't won in 5 games, certainly. And haven't won at all in this entire campaign. Sean, when we read out those statistics, you've got to say to yourself, number one, it's relegation form, so our league position is absolutely nailed on correct. And then secondly, any other manager around the world surely would at least be having a conversation with the leadership, at worst be sacked.
100%, because if you think about where we've come from and sort of the performances under Michael Nees, they leave a lot to be desired. Because I take the look at the back-to-back wins against Namibia. Yes, we scored goals, we got 3 points, but at the same time, maybe it was just that new manager bounce that we like to call it.
All right.
And then ever since then, it feels like it's been batawa bata.
Yeah.
I can only remember one good half against Cameroon in the 2-1 loss to Cameroon. I remember that we played really well in the second half. Yeah. But other than that,
Cameroon.
I've always felt that we've always played backs against the wall, just last ditch defending, a low block, trying to play this counter-attacking game. We just have failed to really find what kind of to find an identity as a football team, and not to also mention just the bluntness in front of goal. We just don't score goals, we don't create opportunities, we don't get on the ball, and we've got the talent, we've got the players.
I wanna pause you there, because you're talking about strikers. He's talking about strikers, and there's a quotation here that has been sent through, and it says, "We need strikers," in quotation marks. Yet you left the most prolific striker in the local league, and he's obviously talking about Washington Navaya. Or if you're not willing to experiment, Timon Machope, who's done a job for you before.
Exactly, he was in and around the setup in the game against Rwanda when he came on. We felt the momentum of the game visibly shift, that okay, we were busy and now we were looking for a goal. And then to see that he wasn't selected for this international window, it boggles the mind. Yeah. Knowing that we need goals up front and we need someone who's scoring goals consistently. Even if you're taking a look at Thando Ngwenya and Prince Dube, yes, they do well for their clubs, but they haven't been banging in goals.
Right.
Who has been scoring? Timon Machope. But he's been scoring in our local league, and we've heard his sentiments around our local league, where he says the fields are bumpy and he feels that because of that, our play is slow. He doesn't feel that our domestic game translates well to the international standard. And I feel like that is why he seems a bit tentative to select players to play the
Can we double click on that and call his bluff in the sense that there's a player who he called up from the local league, wasn't sure that he could cut the mustard, and that player is Emmanuel Jalai.
Yeah.
He's now his starting right back. He's got players that he continuously calls: Walter Msona, Knowledge Msona, Carmen Billiard, Terence Zukamanja. All those players are playing in the domestic league. God knows Murwira. All of those players are playing in the domestic league. So why are you calling them if the domestic league is not good enough? So there's a bit of contradiction that continues to go on. And for me, where I start hearing contradictions and changing statements, it's just excuses.
Yeah, it is excuses, because we know why he's calling them. He's calling them because this coach has a propensity to lean on experience.
Yes.
He wants to go for the tried and tested. He has a big fear of the unknown. And I also feel like that emits into the team, because I don't feel like the Warriors play with bravery.
No.
We are supposed to be the Warriors. We are supposed to be brave. But we play anything but. And at this point, the buck needs to stop with him.
It absolutely needs to stop with him. And so far, Michael Nice has been in charge of 16 games. Have you, at this stage, seen how we play?
That's the thing. 16 games, 2 wins, bunch of draws in there, and a bunch of losses, and I still don't know what identity we have as a football
team. Do you know our starting lineup?
Vaguely. It's just from time to time.
You must be one in a million. One in 17 million.
We know Washington Arubi is going to be there.
100%. Yeah, 100%.
If Kama Billet is somewhat fit, we know he's going to get a start. Mashavunetsi.
Nakamba.
So he's got his stalwarts. He's got, like I was saying, that he leans on players he feels have experience, players he feels, you know, play outside. But I think what has also been happening with us is that every single game we've been able to pacify a result. Like, the sentiments I'm hearing from last night is that we created lots of chances. We were just unfortunate that we got sucker punched in the last minute. To that you say what?
To that I say that if we created enough opportunities, enough chances, we would have got a goal. So it's never that, it's very rare, put it this way, that a team can score 100% of the chances that they create. Even Brazil, when they were nailed 8 by Germany, when Arsenal did what they did, the 7 or whatever it was, when Man United did their 8, when Liverpool did 8, it wasn't that those teams were scoring 100% of the chances that they created. So you need to create more opportunities for you to score goals. We create too little for us to then cry on our strikers. Secondly, you're relying on players that you're not giving game time. Those are the ones who are getting into the positions, right? Bill Antonio, Tawanda Chirewa. They are going to fluff their lines because they're not getting game time. You're relying them on them at the last minute. So for me, you talk about being sucker punched. The reason the sucker punch came was because of organization, lack of organization. Exactly. So there's things that need to be sorted out. For me, I think Michael Nice has been given a lot of rope, has been given a lot of time, and now I think it's time that we call a spade a spade. And for me, I don't think that we're in the hands of the right man who can go out there, play with bravery that you mentioned at AFCON, and get results that are going to get us into the next round.
Yeah.
Or else we're going to rely on the lottery of finishing third with 3 points, having 3 draws. And hope that it's enough to take us to the next round. But that's not good enough. That's not good enough at all. You say that we flatter with results, and all of a sudden the pressure comes off whenever we get a result. What I would urge us all to look at is the performance. Now, when you adjudicate the performance, what would you say?
That's where the problem starts and begins, Derek. Because you take a look at yesterday's performance, and I said that we're playing a lower level type of opposition. And to be fair, that's also our level. But now you're saying, okay, we're playing our level. We should be able to dispatch Lesotho.
Let's get
at it. But it turned out to be a very competitive match where they look dangerous in transition themselves. Yes, we were managing to string some passes together, thank goodness, because of the type of opposition. Yeah. Against Benin, we were not able to get on the ball. Against South Africa, we were not able to get on the ball. And the other thing is, he comes out of this game talking about, we created chances, we're just unfortunate not to score, and then we got sucker punched. But the quality of chances.
Of chances,
and the
yes.
quality of chances come from performances.
Yeah.
And we are not playing well. There are no patterns of play. There are no set moves. The players don't instinctively know where the other person is going to be.
Yes.
You can tell that there isn't that cohesion. And the thing, like we've been saying, is that match after match, we pacify it with some kind of explanation. Because last night, it's, we created chances, but we didn't score. The game against South Africa, it was a valiant defensive performance. But we were very poor in that game. It wasn't...
Absolutely.
It wasn't
we were very poor. And we've got... I love what Chris said on the show when we reviewed the Bafana game. We were lucky. Now, I want to add on to the element of being lucky in this sense. Michael Nees came out 2-3 windows ago when we went to Morocco and played those Fenties.
Yes.
And he said that we're no longer doing experiments. Remember that time? And he said that we're done with experiments. We need to now get ready for AFCON. He comes out after losing to Lesotho and says, we need to try some of the strikers and try and get a new striker who's going to be able to. So what do you want, mate? Because you're shifting goalposts. And when someone is shifting goalposts like that, for me, it's excuses.
That's the contradiction you're talking about. Because I feel like we are actually wasting valuable time.
Yeah.
Where we are not creating good team chemistry because we keep chopping and changing and we keep seeing players in positions where you're like, okay, in the long term, is this player actually going to be there for the Africa Cup of Nations?
Yeah.
Jonah Fabish, for example. I thought yesterday he was okay, but it's nowhere near the standard in terms of the competition that we're going to face at the Africa Cup of Nations. Egypt, South Africa, Angola are going to be top-notch opposition.
Yeah.
And how we are playing at the moment, where it's this mid to low block, where we are consistently absorbing attack after attack and having to defend and
hoping
defend.
That we can spring.
Our clearances are aimless. You can already see how the pattern is going to go in all three of those games, where we're just going to be sitting back and we're going to be a punching bag. And
straight up,
if it's like that, there's no way. Because something has to give. And I'm telling you, one of these games, we are going to concede 4.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
inevitable.
We're
going to
get
point.
Smacked. It's coming. There's a comment or a message here, 0772-168-045. We can see them streaming in. Nees doesn't rate the local league, yet he still calls the likes of Jalai, Musona, Murwira. Why can't we get a coach who appreciates our talent? Can I give you, right now, South Africa, 26 minutes played. They are currently 1-0 up over Rwanda and are currently sitting. What a goal. Apollos.
What a finish.
A phenomenal finish. South Africa now 2-0 up against Rwanda. Now, Apollos.
Sundowns.
He's Pirates. He's a Pirates. Apollos is a Pirates. You look at the squad that South Africa has wheeled out. Only, I think it's Ngezana who wasn't called for this camp. Nkota, who plays out in Saudi Arabia. I think those are the players that play.
Lau Foster, who
plays for Burnley.
Yes.
The 3-4 players play outside of South Africa. The rest of them play in South Africa. It's about what you want, the attributes that you want from the players. I don't think this coach understands the players that he wants. He continues to talk about, the players are not at the right level. What do you want them to do? We can't see it. Marshall Minetsi runs the full length of the field, all around, left, right, center. He's everywhere. Where do you want him to be? That's my deal. So it's frustrating when Michael Nees continues to reach for excuses, continues to tell us stories that don't make sense.
And I think that lack of clarity also then emits to the team. That is why we sort of look like we are out of ideas on the field. We don't know where the movements are going to be. We don't know how we plan to play from the back. We don't know how to you know, go through the phases.
Yeah.
It's all coaching.
Yeah.
And I feel that maybe we were not brave enough to pull the trigger. But now what? Less than a month and a half to go until the Africa Cup of Nations. Yeah. If you were Zifa president, do you pull the trigger right now and
Absolutely. Even after getting him a new assistant coach, everybody out the pool. And here's why. Mm. A national team coach, his preparation is between windows.
Okay? Yes.
So if I were part of the hierarchy at Zifa, get rid of the coach. 7 days, appoint a new coach, okay? If we're going international, fine. If we're looking for a local coach, fine. Get that coach into place. What's that coach going to do? He's now going to start immersing himself in video and going through this shocking campaign and seeing the attributes of the players that he wants, that he needs. He then has three games in the November window. He can possibly even squeeze out and eke out three games, because what he can possibly do is with the local contingent, organize a scrimmage game with the local players, because what he wants to do is see what's out there and then go into two high profile international games.
Yeah.
Bang. Get his feet under the desk and work his cotton socks off in the 6 weeks that will be remaining before the tournament kicks off in December. And I believe that coach can get a tune out of this. Let's not forget that the current African champions, Cote d'Ivoire, fired a coach after after two games at a competition. They managed to qualify as best third placed team and went on and won the whole item.
Thing is,
so it happens. It can happen with a coach who's got clear ideas, clear thoughts, who knows what he wants out of the players. I'm not sure Michael Nees knows that.
Okay, without laying all the blame on him, we were talking about the lack of game time that maybe some of the players in the national team have. Do we have the material, if we are being honest, for the kind of level that we want to get to, and even just focusing on how we will be trying to get out of the group at the Africa Cup of Nations?
Whose fault is it? Whose fault is it? Because we asked the question. You and I were sitting together at that press conference that announced the squad. We asked the question and asked him, are you not concerned about the minutes that players are getting? Fine. If you call them anyway, then make sure that they do what they do.
I remember what he said. He said that professionals are able to sort of get into the rhythm of things quickly, even if they are not getting game time.
Right? Yeah. Okay, so let me... it's just that we couldn't do follow-up questions. So why then leave out Andy Rinomota? Why not tell Andy Rinomota to say, Andy, I know you're looking for a new club, but I need you to come to Zimbabwe. Talk to Scotland. Talk to Simbabora. Talk to whoever.
Yeah.
And Andy trains with that team for the express purpose that we want to use them for internationals. Why not do that?
Yeah.
No. So it just tells me that there's no clarity.
The thing is that he's such a key piece of our midfield, and if you're thinking that he's been clubless since the new football season and we're heading into the Africa Cup of Nations, he's not going to be game fit in time.
He will not be ready, and that means that he can't play. He can't play. If we're to be serious, he can't play. So already we missed the opportunity to get our players up to scratch and up to speed. Let's read some of your messages. To be honest, this Warriors side will kill us, Nestres. Guys, I will say it again. Nice is not good enough for the job. Yes, he got us to AFCON, but we have been going to AFCON before. He even got the job. That's Toby Palekjevero. Thanks for your message, Toby. This one says, "Hi guys, Nice, to be honest, even our local coaches, Norman and Pasua, are better returns. Guy always comes up with excuses. Over to you, Mr. President Magwizi." And then one last message. "The state of the Warriors currently is nothing short of embarrassing. We really don't have an identity. We play not to lose, even in games that don't mean anything. The big question is, do we keep this manager going into AFCON? There's a real possibility we won't win a single game in that group playing the way we are." Silas, thanks for your message. Keep your messages flowing through 0772-168-045. Quick health check. 2-0, South Africa leads over Rwanda, 33 minutes played.
Hi, this is Benjamin Locke. I'm on the Zimbabwe Davis Cup team, and you're listening to ZFM Sport.
The Home Front. Local sports news and analysis.
Let's give you a quick local sports news roundup, starting with swimming news, where Bulawayo is set to make a splash this weekend as it plays host to the much-anticipated Sprint Gala, with organizers confident of a flawless event. The Bulawayo Amateur Swimming Association says all is in place for the national meet, which runs on Friday and Sunday at the Bulawayo City Pool. More than 400 swimmers from 23 clubs expected to compete in the 50 meters and 100 meter races across all strokes. In netball news, as the GMs continue with their preparations for the upcoming Celtic Cup for Scotland next month, Zimbabwe Netball Association Technical Director John Banda has challenged the senior team to set up their game for this year's edition of the tournament. The GMs regrouped in Harare this past weekend, and they will conclude their camp with the Tri Nations tournament that will also feature Botswana and Malawi. The games will be key for selection of the final team for the Celtic Cup to take place next month in Scotland. And we'll wrap it up with news out of the Casablanca Premier Soccer League, where defending champion Simba Boros coach Joe Lupatla has expressed contentment despite his team's crucial title challenge taking a minor hit. The Shamba-based side could only manage an 0-0 draw away at Triangle United at Gibo Stadium, a result that sees them 4-3 points behind log leaders Scotland in the race for the Casablanca Premier Soccer League title. Lupatla was quick to look at the bigger picture, praising his squad's resilience and progress throughout the season.
Summer's here.
Come on.
Turning up the heat this summer with more music from the 90s to now.
90s to now in the sunshine.
From the front of the grid to the back of the net, it's ZFM Sport. International Sports News Roundup, where the world comes out to play. From sunny Melbourne to the streets of Monaco, the deserts of Bahrain to the jungles of Brazil, get up to speed on the Formula One Report. The Formula One Report is proudly brought to you by Zimoco, the home of F1 brands Mercedes-Benz and Alfa Romeo in Zimbabwe. Zimoco, specialized service for special brands.
Are you ready to break free from the ordinary, tackle the toughest terrains, and glide through the city in total style? If it's adventure or elegance, Mitsubishi has you covered. World-class power, style, and reliability come standard in every model.
Zimoco is your trusted Mitsubishi partner and offers the unbeatable support across the entire Mitsubishi range. Think expert sales team, modern service centers, and parts, and a parts department that has every need catered for total peace of mind.
What drives you? Is it ambition, a thirst for adventure, or maybe just the need to get where you're going? Mitsubishi understands. Their cars are built for your ambition. With robust engineering and ingenious design, Mitsubishi delivers vehicles that are as tough as they are smart, because they know that getting there is just as important as the destination. Let Mitsubishi drive your ambition. Stay tuned for more. All right, now, Charles Leclerc did not pull any punches when declaring that Ferrari are now solidly the fourth quickest team in Formula One. Despite the high-profile signing of Lewis Hamilton, forming one of the sport's quickest partnerships alongside Charles Leclerc, Ferrari have struggled immensely this season. Let's hear from Charles Leclerc.
Yeah, unfortunately, we are now the fourth team, and solidly the fourth team. Quite far behind the top three, Mercedes managed to do the step that Red Bull did five races ago in Monza, I think, or four races ago, whatever, too many races now. But and now they managed to do that step. We didn't manage to do that. So it's going to be a long end of the season.
Do you agree with him? Ferrari is quite definitely the fourth quickest.
Yeah, the Ferrari car has just failed to live up to expectations this season. We expected them to be thereabouts with, you know, a new fresh driver lineup with Lewis Hamilton, a trusted champion, but it just has looked very monotonous. The similar problems, the car is not set up right, they've got issues with their brakes, the frustration from the drivers themselves just to having a lack of trust in the car, and they've just failed to be the best of the rest. Because McLaren has been above and beyond really good, but you can see that Mercedes is the team that has actually made the jump with the rookie driver as well.
Yeah.
So it's just been quite disappointing to see the state that Ferrari is in, and there isn't any optimism heading into next year.
No, there doesn't look like there's anything to look forward to for the Scuderia. The reminder of your driver's standings: Oscar Piastri on 336 is on top of the standings. Lando Norris is second on 314. Max Verstappen is in third on 273, despite winning the last two Grand Prix. George Russell, Mercedes, he's on 237, and then Charles Leclerc is in fifth on 173. The constructor standings: McLaren, Mercedes, Ferrari, Red Bull, and Williams are your top five. Formula One's title race now heads back to North America, with the United States Grand Prix in Austin, Texas, up first this weekend. Now, which Mitsubishi is right for you? Choose from the Urban Ready ASX crossover SUV with its powerful 2-liter engine and a feature-packed interior to make weekend adventures more enjoyable. Or consider the legendary Pajero Sport, where rugged meets luxury with 7 leather seats and modern features.
And let's talk Triton, a Zimbabwean icon. Single or double cab, it's the pickup that delivers no matter the job. The latest Mitsubishi models offers exceptional safety, comfort, and convenience features that make each of them an excellent everyday vehicle. Go beyond expectation with Mitsubishi's renowned engineering that delivers driving characteristics perfect for almost any driving occasion.
Modern style, exceptional safety, and comfort for families and business alike. Mitsubishi has it all. Or want to experience it for yourself? Contact Zimoco, the Mitsubishi experts. Send an email to inquiries@zimoco.co.zw and find out why Mitsubishi truly drives your ambition, and experience the Zimoco service difference. Zimoco, specialized service for special brands.
The Formula One Report is proudly brought to you by Zimoco, the home of F1 brands Mercedes-Benz and Alfa Romeo in Zimbabwe. Zimoco, specialized service for special brands.
Hi, you're listening to ZFM Sport. My name's Graham Sharp, and I'm the first Zimbabwean to take on the Dakar Rally in a bike.
Z. Around the world in 60 seconds. International sports news.
Let's take you around the world in 60. We start in Vishakhapatnam, where South Africa's Women's Cricket World Cup resurgence continued as they beat Bangladesh by 3 wickets in a nail-biter, with Nadine de Klerk hitting the winning six of the second match for the second match in a row. In Delhi, India completed a dominant 2-0 series whitewash over the West Indies with a 7-wicket victory in the second and final test. In news from Belfast, Rory McIlroy returns to action for the first time since Team Europe's historic Ryder Cup success at this week's inaugural DP World India Championship. And in New York, American sprinter Noah Lyles and compatriot Sydney McLaughlin-Lovrone, the queen of the 400 meters, are among the nominees for the title of Best Track Athlete of the Year, according to the list unveiled by World Athletics.
Summer's here.
Come on.
Turning up the heat this summer with more music from the 90s to now. It's the hit music. We take over every summer. Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
This is Ed Sheeran.
What's up, guys? It's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
It's Dua Lipa.
This is Weekend.
Hey, it's David Guetta.
Hey, let's go.
Set the mood all summer long.
Your hit music station. My station. Your station. It's everybody's station. ZFM Stereo.
Fan Zone. Get in touch with the team and have your say your way.
Operator.
0772-168-045. That's our number right here in the studio. Get in touch on WhatsApp. Guys, we are lucky that to have qualified for AFCON, but in reality, this guy is a charlatan. We are poor on both sides of the ball. That's Arthur. He goes on to say, but you are also as confused as our coach. Just yesterday, you said we will not be firing this coach, that we must get comfortable with the fact he will be on the touchline come December. We haven't changed. He will be.
Yeah.
We're just saying that we're risking a hell of a lot by going to AFCON with him, because we haven't seen the body of work that suggests that we're going to be better when we get to AFCON.
Yeah.
It's. I don't know if that's coming across. That's what we're saying, that the man has been in charge for 16 games. We are now so close to AFCON, and yet we haven't seen anything that says, AFCON is going to be good.
Yeah, and I think the onus is on the association on this one. Hold our hands up if they make the brave call and let him go.
Yeah.
But we don't see a situation where they'll make that call.
Yeah.
And more specifically, just before this international window, they got Kaitano Temo on board to be his assistant coach. Yeah. So you can already see that they were actually thinking of beefing up the technical department. Thinking that maybe we need to be looking in a different direction.
Straight away. Now, AFCON 2025, Warriors will go down on the knees with Nice. 5-0 mauling with Egypt awaits us by dawn in concession. Thanks for your message, brother. Teen Dueni and Blah says Nice is the worst coach ever. The record speaks. Fire this man, Zifa. Bothipa Buddha says, hi, ZFM Sports. Nice is now giving Logarisic vibes.
Loga.
It's tough to be a Warriors fan and Man United fan. Nice na Amorim, Mwariaveneni, Shua, Toby, Palek Chivero. Let's read some more of your messages. Michael Nice is a clueless coach. He's full of mediocrity. He doesn't even have a specific game plan, especially in attack. This one says, this Knicks guy, I say Kwete, okay. Guys, the fish inutanga kuora kumsoro, chop it off. Good evening, guys. Barry Mario Kungoti, Sean Adedze, Muchinda Uyunis, Mangwana Mustudio, Nyasha Enulai. I don't think he'll come.
No, there's no way.
He wouldn't come. Barry, this coach doesn't understand anything. Yes, I agree with Barry. Get rid of him now. Barry, can you just be president of Zifa for 24 hours, please? Just 24 hours, just to fire the man. Shadi in Blue says, I get your point, but the coach is not calling the best players even in our local league. We lack creativity. The top assister is not even in the squad. I love some of the guys in the squad, but they're not even the best in the local league. Yeah.
And the thing is that the people in the local league actually have minutes. You take a look at a midfielder like Mason Mushori. What can stop him from playing a holding role in the national team?
Right. So anyway, Leroy Tsoro from Table View, Cape Town says, sports team, what do you say? Chan, we lost to Eswatini. Simba lost to Nsingizini from Eswatini. Yacho national team, Yagaroa, Nenlesutu. Guys, Dikine Bore, Ere, Odzango, and Naro. One thing, Munyika, we mustn't focus more Nekuchagara Vanu. Pitch, Munyika, Isibo, Ayo, Nice, Arukutowana, Chekuanda Nacho. I don't think that's an excuse in terms of stadiums because Benin is playing games away from home.
Yeah.
And they are right there in the frame to qualify at least for the next 45 minutes because it's halftime in that game. I think it's still 1-0 to Nigeria.
It's now 2-0 to Nigeria.
It's now 2-0 to Nigeria, meaning that South Africa has got, they've got one hand on their boarding pass to head across to America. Victor Osimhen getting both goals, assisted by Samuel Chukwueze.
Yep.
Both goals.
I'm in business.
You see, and that's having a way. We are not even watching that game, we're watching the South Africa game on the big screen in the studio.
And you can imagine how it's gone.
You can imagine because that's a winger to a striker on both occasions, and there is an understanding there. Let's read more of your messages, which are streaming in and coming in drove. Hi guys, I also think Nice is not strict on these kids. That's why they are defending him. We need to apologize to Mapeza as a nation. I want to hear your thoughts on that, because was Mapeza right when he implemented the strict rules within camp, which karma and knowledge said, you know what, we can't do this, we're out, we're retiring. Was Mapeza right, and we just didn't see it, that he needed a firm grip on camp?
I think in retrospect, Mapeza was right.
Firstly, we should write a letter to AFCON telling them that our team has reached peak cluelessness, so we are no longer participating.
Where we are as a footballing nation, we need a coach like Mapeza who tells you exactly what he wants and who will play pass by pass. Pass up. That's what the team needs.
Which is modern
right
football.
Now.
Arteta does that. Pep does that.
Yeah.
He gets, and they say they're making players robots. We need robots right now.
Yeah,
we need robots
now,
that are
going to
deliver. Because if you look at South Africa and how they're playing, it's halftime in that game now, 2-0, they are leading. If you look at how South Africa's playing, they're playing like robots. They play choreographed moves. You can tell that when this guy's got the ball, one is bombing on, so.
And what happens with that is that it actually lifts a little bit of pressure off a player because you've got a pattern, a program to lean on. You know exactly what you're supposed to do at a given time. Not with us where he's thinking, okay, if I get the ball, Twitter say, you look up, you don't see any options, you don't see any runs.
Yes.
And now you try to drive the ball, you try to drive the ball, and then you lose the ball. Now you're on the back foot again.
Yep.
Because there isn't that trust that there's a set pattern and we are trying to achieve and create space in this way. So we needed someone who's a bit heavy-handed, who's very dictatorial and says, I want this, it's either my way
or
the highway.
Do this or I won't pick you.
Exactly.
It's quite simple. Marcus says, firstly, we should write a letter to AFCON telling them that our team has reached peak cluelessness, so we are no longer participating. Then Toitaka baptism, Kune, the whole shebang, the coach, the technical team, and the players in the Limpopo, Kuita, my HB pencils, Wakumana Vema draw. And he's a draw specialist. That he can get. Draw anyone. Whether you like it or not, you'll get it. My builders, Eko Berlin, Agapiwa, Basa, Reku Kocha, Zimbabwe, Nakamba, Achakwani, Moyo Padi, Z3. Listen, I think he's a coach. The question is the level. And how he likes to work. I don't think it's working with this group.
On the Mapeza issue that we touched on, would you make that call right now? He's one of the best coaches that we have in the country. He's familiar with the national team setup. Our league season is about to end soon.
Yeah, I wouldn't on this basis.
Yeah,
I think that we need a coach. Listen, he would be on the list.
Yeah.
But I am very much partial to Spanish, German, in terms of the younger German coaches, football. I think that'll resonate with our players and our abilities, the players that we've got. Because I don't think this style that we're playing right now, this 2016 Burnley style it's not working with the sort of talent that we've got. Stavopa Bluffield says, hi guys, Pamo Warriors, Michael Nice snubbed the COSAFA and CHAN tournaments that's where he could have assessed our local based players. We have a goal scorer, Washington Navaya, but it's unfortunate he's playing for Tel 1. Morocco, the African champions, won the CHAN, but according to Zifa, that tournament is useless to them. I think, to be fair on Michael Nissen, to balance the argument, he watched all of the games from CHAN, he watched all of the games from COSAFA. Some of them he actually watched live, because if you recall, he was in Morocco when he was taking care of the friendly matches. He actually watched some of those COSAFA games live. So I think he did call Prosper Badera. I don't know why Prosper Badera wasn't then called again, maybe for Yona Fabish. He's the man. He's the coach. Let him do what he'll do. Ziva Pachipa Cape Town says, my worry is he is very arrogant. And again, he is failing to create good strikers. We can't be a team Yema draws. No, no, no. All right, thanks for your message. Let's read a couple more before we move on. Good evening. This is embarrassing. We have become the whooping boys of Southern Africa. Surely Tingaite, a team Yakuti, everyone wants to be paired against us. Thanks, Ba Adele, for your message. We have to come to the realization that the Musonas, Karma and Nakamba, reached their ceiling, and we are not going to get anything new from them. I would have rather we go to AFCON with the new generation. That's Kane from Hatfield. Keep your messages streaming through. If we get an opportunity, we will certainly read them, but we need to move to the beautiful game.
Lock it on. CFM Stereo is untouchable. The beating drum. The roaring fans. Take a ride on the wild side with the Africa Report on CFM Sport.
All right, let's give you a score update, starting with Group C, which is our group. Nigeria currently 2-0 leaders over Benin. These are halftime score lines. South Africa is leading 2-0 over Rwanda, meaning that South Africa is qualifying presently. Algeria are down 1-0 to Uganda, and they are playing in Algeria. Guinea and Botswana are currently 2-2 at halftime. And then Mozambique is leading Somalia by a goal to 2-0. Just taking a look at the scenario in those matches are out of Group G, just looking at the current standings in Group G, it is Egypt that is qualifying for the World Cup, has already qualified for the World Cup. And then tonight's matches look like this: DR Congo takes on Sudan, Senegal takes on Mauritania, and Morocco will be taking on Congo. All of those matches are kicking off at 9 p.m. this evening. But the story of stories is, of course, that Cape Verde qualified for the World Cup. They did it. And in truth, with a population of 500,000,
we
should be taking a good, hard, strong look at ourselves.
And I remember thinking about that last night, that we always say, oh, we are very, it's about development and grassroots and back to the drawing board. Yeah. And then you've got a Cape Verde where they got their act together in 2017 and they've managed to qualify for a World Cup in 2025.
100%. They've become perennial performers at AFCON. They've qualified exactly. Two editions in a row. And it's on the back of a strong diaspora policy.
Exactly.
Simple. Not development.
Yeah, strong diaspora policy, being brave on the ball.
Yes.
Playing getting to the right their coach. Strengths and getting the right coach.
Yeah.
And so, we are out here dithering. We have seen the performances. We know they're not good enough, but we pacify them. We give chance after chance. And now we are less than a month and a half from the Africa Cup of Nations, and it's not looking good, bruv.
It's not looking good at all. And so we're just taking a look at some of the highlights from that Nigerian game. Chukwueze cross, Osimhen header. We knew, without even seeing it, we knew exactly how that would play out. So the stands, the grandstands out in Atlanta, out in Dallas, are going to be adorned by the ladies from Cape Verde, who...
The tournament is going to be all the richer for us.
Oh, the richer, brother. It's going to be richer. All right, let's go to Europe.
All the rivalry.
Goal for Liverpool early on Derby Day.
All the stars.
There goes Haaland. He's on his way again. He's hungry. He's scored. He always does. He always will. Nothing more certain.
And all the game-changing moment.
Can he find a way through? You bet he can. That is top, top class.
All the updates from the Premier League on ZFM Sport.
Sweden's faint hopes of qualifying for the World Cup were all but extinguished as the 2018 quarterfinalists fell to a 1-0 defeat against Kosovo in Stockholm last night. Fisnik Aslani fired a first-half effort that allowed the Kosovans to complete a remarkable double over their opponents and boost their own hopes of booking at least a playoff place. Sweden, they've been unlucky. I'd want to say that, but you make your own luck. Yeah. They get chances, they fail to take them. Their players just aren't sharp in front of goal.
Yeah, and I think it's just come at a time where both those world-class strikers are just not firing at the moment. Alexander Isak and Victor Gyokeres. Mm-hmm. So you now face a situation where
Yes.
And look at Kosovo. These are back-to-back wins over Sweden, in this group. And it looks like the 2018 quarterfinalists are not going to the World Cup.
It doesn't look that way at all. Germany, 1-0 winners over Northern Ireland.
Yeah, Holtermann.
Yes, Holtermann. Yes, he scores. That's his debut goal, his first goal, isn't it?
Actually, I think it should
first
be.
Goal for Germany. For Germany, yeah. Yes. He's very tall, man. Plays up for Newcastle in England, but scoring now goals for Germany. Slovenia, 0-0 draw with Switzerland. Iceland, 2-2 draw with France. A creditable 2-2 draw, because when JP Mateta scored the second goal for France, you'd have thought to yourself, they're going to run away with it. And it ended as a draw. Belgium, 4-2 winners over Wales. Ahead of England's World Cup qualifier against Latvia tonight, Thomas Tuchel says Marcus Rashford has the potential to become one of the best forwards in world football, but is concerned the Barcelona loanee could waste his talent. Not a Barcelona show.
I don't understand why he's saying the sentiments at the moment, especially someone who looks like he's a new man. He looks like his game has been revived and he's doing well. Even when he's put on the England shirt, when he's been called up, he's performed.
He does the job.
Yeah, he's doing the job. So I felt like he was picking on him a little bit instead of, you know, saying positive things like, I like how he's been playing. I like his trajectory at the moment. I think that's what he should have been focusing on.
Yeah, it would have been better. Other notable World Cup qualifiers tonight: Italy takes on Israel, Spain versus Bulgaria, Turkey versus Georgia, and Portugal will be taking on Soboslai and Hungary. We gotta go. We're back tomorrow.
Brazil lost today.
To Japan. Oh my God.
Yeah.
How did I miss that? And you just had to remind me. Anyway, Carlo Ancelotti says that Brazil mentally collapsed in that 3-2 friendly defeat to Japan. And Japan, there's no indignity to losing to Japan. But Brazil's got to beat Japan. Come on.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got to go. We're back tomorrow. May God just sleep this week. That's my story. And I'm sticking to it. Manande, out.
Lionel Messi has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise.
The biggest sports stories.
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
The biggest interviews.
These are happy tears, I guess. I don't know. And I wouldn't be Serena if it wasn't Venus, so.
All the analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James, at the worst, is a top three player in the history of basketball since the game was invented. I don't want to hear that. It's just blasphemous.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's ZFM Sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.
Hi, this is Mike Muddled, and you can catch me and the team for all the latest breaking news out of the world of sport, local as well as international, on your favorite station, my station, your station, ZFM. We are Z Team on ZFM Sport.